DNA, genes, and genetic diversity. So what I wanted to tell you about with this class is that this is, I do have some required textbooks. This one's required, that one. This is the one that we have the most fun with. Matt Ridley is an excellent science writer. It's a little dated. It's back in 2001, I think it was, but it doesn't read as if it's dated. It kind of makes, I think, geneticists have to laugh at themselves. I mean, geneticists, they name genes for things that they do when they're broken, right? It's because we don't know what they do when they're working correctly. He looks at the human chimp similarities, 99% DNA similarity. What's with that? Chimps and humans are so different, right? So he covers one chapter per chromosome, bringing out very interesting aspects of genetics and evolution. This is relatively thin compared to some of the other textbooks that we could use, so that I can leave more time for population level and conservation related topics. There are several, so these are courses that are upper level courses that have a prerequisite of genetics, not necessarily my genetics, but a genetics class on campus. So students thinking ahead and you helping them to think ahead, if they're interested in these topics, they're gonna need introductory genetics, even though mine is only required in our major if you're going into the eBay concentration, okay? For others, it's not a requirement. There are several other flavors of introductory genetics on campus, and the pictures display the focus that that these classes take. Excellent classes, particularly the 2810, really rigorous lab. I think for students going to graduate school, that would be a good course to take, learning some experimental science, pushing fruit flies around. But my course, instead, I'm focusing on some topics that are of particular relevance to our students. Why is genetic diversity important? What are the processes that increase or decrease the level of genetic diversity in populations? And of course, endangered species is of critical interest. Can we distinguish different types of genetic variation? Okay, some genetic variation is detrimental. Can we distinguish that from adaptive genetic variation? These are all the different mutations on the BRCA1 gene in human populations. There were 500 described variants. Why are humans carrying so much deleterious variation? This is an interesting aspect of our demographic and evolutionary history. What is the practical significance of some of the advances and discoveries that are in the news today? Every semester when I'm teaching this, students are bringing to me news reports, and I'm telling them about others that that they need to be informed to understand. To be a consumer of the healthcare system in our society these days, you really need to understand some basic genetics. So that's where I try to take them. And then I try to bring examples to them that broaden the way that the textbook will present. For example, Mendelian genetics. Mendelian genetics, remember, you're focusing on Mendel's peas and learning about dominance relationships among alleles. Well, in this amazing set of experiments, it was found that the two species of deer mice, Polianotis down in the southeast US versus Maniculatus, which is across the continent, it's only Polianotis that will build this escape tunnel, and whereas the Maniculatus doesn't. So here's an injection, plasticized injection of that showing the escape tunnel, and there's Maniculatus with no injection tunnel. Turns out when you cross these two, thank you, you get an F1 that shows an escape tunnel. So it's a dominant trait that then segregates with a sophisticated QTL analysis that shows it's a single gene of major effect that's fixed for the creation of an escape tunnel in the southeastern Polianotis mouse and fixed for the alternate allele in the Maniculatus mouse. So we can look at a behavior like this, a complex behavior, and I can relate it to Mendelian principles. And finally, in our lab, it's not a wet lab, it's a computer lab, but we use a couple of sources of computer labs to go over to do experiments in the computer, as well as using skits and role play and the DNA databases to teach teach the students about sort of hands-on about different aspects of genetics.